In this segment, I want to talk about Sister Mary of the Trinity and her trip to Argentina with a 2-year-old toddler. I'm sure you all remember when the kidnap accusation case went viral on YouTube. It was another one of those great Florida cases. In the state of Florida, Sister Mary, an Argentinian native and who has been a U.S. citizen for many years now, is better known by her birth name of Laura Caraballo. Her religious name is Sister Mary of the Trinity. She came to the United States years ago, established herself into a small Eustis, Florida church, and became a U.S. citizen and got herself into a bad situation. The problem in a nutshell is that she has a strong sense of self-righteousness, and people claiming to be close to God or that are leading religious lives often tend to think God's on their side, whether their beliefs are religious or personal or whether they're right or wrong. So was the case with Sister Mary. Sister Mary had the presence of mind, however, to obtain a power of attorney in order to make decisions for the 2-year-old she was taking care of and was taking with her on vacation. It wasn't Sister Mary's fault that the notary had no right to even apply to be a notary, much less hold the position of a notary public or to certify documents in any way. The fact that Sister Mary was not affiliated with a formal religious organization didn't help her either. That too was held against her. And when the girl's migrant worker parents began to yell foul, the matter spiraled into a kidnap accusation followed by several arrests. Sister Mary and her close friends had suffered all sorts of indignities. But behind the scenes, the strongest kidnap accusation was largely fueled by a long-standing friend of Sister Mary's. When her friend and her then-husband began to divorce, Sister Mary sided with the husband. She didn't side with the female in the situation. And that ruined these two women's friendship forever. The woman claimed that Sister Mary and her own husband were conspiring to kidnap their respective children. The unfortunate set of circumstances helped fuel the kidnapping suspicions that had been made up to distract the authorities from examining documentation which stated that Sister Mary's friend of many decades was in the witness protection program. Thinking that they were following the law and protecting someone in the witness protection program, the well-meaning authorities championed hard to have Sister Mary thoroughly investigated for kidnapping, not stopping to ask themselves where the information they were acting on came from in the first place. It came in large part from one of Sister Mary's own longtime friends, whose friendship had now become a strong hatred. Sister Mary's accuser was so close to Sister Mary that she and her then husband had asked Sister Mary repeatedly to be godmother to several of their children. She remains godmother to those children to this day. This is a little known fact that lawyers do not want mentioned because it makes it obvious that the accuser was less than truthful to the authorities. Sister Mary is still their godmother today. I suspect, like the many other documents that had been edited, changed, even forged during the course of her own court case, that Sister Mary's friend, when the authorities looked closely, would find that no one in the city, state, or federal level would ever put in writing that Sister Mary's friend that fed them the information on which they based their case against Sister Mary was ever in the witness protection program at all. Sister Mary's longtime friend has spoken publicly on several occasions on this matter, so I am not divulging anything of a private nature. The press was not called when the authorities were unable to corroborate the witness protection claims. The press was not called when the migrant parents finally admitted that they were not forthright in their accusations and that they thought making the accusations would give them favor with the Department of Immigration. The press was not called when the Florida State Attorney General stated for the record that there was no case and that he was dropping all charges. Emotionally, we have to do the same. We have to forgive ourselves, and we have to forgive everyone that acted in haste and in fast emotion and became part of the hysteria. I assume responsibility for my own behavior. I wrote a few sarcastic remarks on Orlando Sentinel, where I would always say, follow the money, follow the money. That was always my position. It still is now. I haven't changed my thought about this. What I have changed my thought about is how quickly we went ahead and jumped on the bandwagon and accused this woman when she was actually innocent then and remains so today. I can't make everyone apologize with me. You should do that of your own volition. But this woman was wrongly accused. This nun, whether she's affiliated with the Roman Catholic Church or not, shouldn't matter to us. It doesn't matter to me. Not really. I don't care about those things. I do care that I made her uncomfortable. I do care that I hurt her feelings. And I can't undo it. The only thing I can do now is to offer a heartfelt apology and make it public. I don't expect her to accept my apology. I don't expect her ever to forgive me. But I need to apologize to her because I ran with the pack and I should never have done that. I should know better. And I'm very sorry. I apologize to you, Sister Mary of the Trinity, the name by which she asked then to be addressed. And she still asks today. And please know that from today forth, I'm not going to call you by your birth name again. I will address you as Sister Mary of the Trinity when I speak to anyone about you if you come up in conversation, which you do. And I want you to know that I'm very, very sorry. I apologize. I mean it. I apologize. I'm very sorry. And I wanted to make my apology as public as I made my little sarcastic remarks online. I'm very sorry and I apologize to you. I hope others will see that we were all mistaken. And if you don't apologize to her directly, if you're religious and you believe in prayer, say a prayer for her and ask God or whomever your supreme being is, ask whomever you believe in, ask for forgiveness for becoming part of the pack and accusing someone who was innocent then and remains so today. And for the good people of Eustis, embrace her and know that you have a good neighbor there. It's time to forgive and let that go. And forgive yourselves.